today, and I want to let you know that I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to be able to stand here and be able to share the word. Bring it down a little bit more, Brother Pat. This mic is very much more sensitive than the other mics. Amen. That's good right there. But it is good to be here today. And when you leave from here today, I want you to hear what God is saying. I shared with the folks on the air that God has given me a prophetic word for you today. And I'm going to get you involved in the service because I want you to get a hold of this. I want you to know that what God has for you and me, that I'm not going to let anything stop it. But there are some things that stops it. And one of the things is not having the knowledge that we need to have to walk in to what God said we could have. And one of the things that's keeping us back is I want you to remember this word is called discernment. Discernment. And I'm going to be sharing this with you this morning, and I'm going to try to go as far as I can go with this. And I hope you don't get in a hurry. I hope you give me just a few minutes to get through it, because today's service, we're going to put on the World Wide Web, and they're going to be hearing it all over the world. But I believe it's so important to the body of Christ. Because until the church, which is his body, can discern the body, they don't know the life that's contained in the body. I want you to hear that. See, if you and I can't discern a seed, oh boy, here we go. I feel Papa. If you and I cannot discern, everybody say discern. If you can't discern the seed or discern the body, everybody say body. If you can't discern the body, you cannot identify with the life that is locked up in that body. I'm already talking. See, if you can't discern the body, see, the seed is only the body. And the body is that which contains the life. Woohoo. I'm going to say it again because I'm not getting in a hurry. See, if we cannot discern the body, we cannot know the life that is in that body. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm going to prove it to you. Woo! Feel this thing already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I got to say it again. It's just us is here. Everybody done rode by Center Street and saw your car, so don't worry about it. They know you're here too. But see, if we don't become knowledgeable of the body, you will not know the life that is within the body. That's how come Hosea said in Hosea said, my people perishes for the lack of knowledge. Perishes for the lack of knowledge. Now I want to go somewhere with you. Because I put some the prophetically thoughts as God begin to speak to me. I'm gonna use Brother Gene. And I'm gonna ask Brother Gene If he can identify this body and tell me what seed it is, I'm not trying to put him on a spot. I'm trying to get a point across. Tell me what seed that, what body it is. It's corn. Absolutely correct. That is corn. He knew that by identifying the body. For he does not see the life that is locked up, doesn't see the life that is locked up in that seed or body. The only thing he sees is the body of it. I'm going somewhere, you just hang on. He sees the body. He had knowledge of the body. So therefore, by knowledge of my God, by having knowledge of the body, he could identify with the life that is within the body or within the seed. Oh, yeah. See, he cannot see the life that's in there. This body holds the life. This body, thank you, Papa. This body houses the life. Oh, somebody ought to get happy with me this morning. I'm going somewhere. This body houses the life. No wonder the scripture makes it very clear. We're the house of God. We're the temple of God. We're the tabernacle of God. God, we house the life. Who is the life? God is the life. The life of the body is the spirit. God is a spirit. So this body, this seed, it houses the very life of God. But see, if we look at one another and can't, if we look at one another and can't identify with the body, we can't identify with what's my God, what's locked up within the body, what is inside of the seed, the life that's in it. Because if we don't know that the body or the seed, we won't know who lives in here. That's how come Paul said, know no man after the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. The only way that you can know that. Very good, Brother Gene. Let's see if he get the second one right. He got this one right. He could identify with it. He identified with the body. Go stay with me now. Stay with me. Stay with me. All right, let's see if he can identify this one. No, I'm going to go to somebody else. Can you identify that seed? Can you tell me what that seed is? Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. I wonder how many others could identify that. This is an okra seed. How does he know it? He identified with a body. He identified somewhere along, he had an encounter with an okra seed. To be able to identify that. I'm going to get him on the next one. Hallelujah. That was pretty simple. Hallelujah. See, are you getting my drift? Are you getting my point? I'm talking about the church today. How many in the church today can look at the body? How many in the church today can look at you and see the seed, look at you and see the body and know that what is locked up on the inside of you is God? And you put the seed in the right soil. You put the seed in the right condition. Honey, the body will fall aside and the life that is inside of that will come forth. Well, come on, somebody. Help me this morning. Hallelujah. You put yourself, I'm talking to you, sweethearts. I'm talking to you, brethren. You put you in the right place at the right time and watch God come forth out of the seed. Woo! You put, my God, you put you in the right place where somebody needs some love, somebody needs some compassion, somebody needs somebody to care for. That ain't what's God come out of you. Come on, somebody. Come on, anybody in this house. Hallelujah. 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 You put yourself in the right place at the right time. And watch God talk out of you. Come on. Hallelujah. Watch God speak out of you. You put that seed in the right place, in the right soil, in the right condition, and you watch the very life that is in that seed come forth. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the devil ain't out here trying to love people. The devil ain't out here trying to bring compassion and love and understanding and mercy and long suffering. He's out to kill you. He's out to destroy you. He's out to steal from you. But I'm here to tell you, when you bring forth love, you bring forth God. Because God is love. Is anybody in the house? Hallelujah. What's this now? Well, we got 2 out of 4 right. That's pretty good. Hey, man, but let me get one a little harder here. Hallelujah. See if we can identify with this seed. I'm going to get to my scriptures here in just a minute. First of all, you got to identify this body. You got to remember that. You got to identify the body. Are you ready? Let's see. He wants me to come to her so bad. What is that? Tell me what. Don't turn that thing over now. I want you to tell me what that seed is. I got to get back over here. Hallelujah. What's that seed? Take a guess. Just take a guess. You're identifying the life that is in that seed by the body. Just take a guess. It's all right if you're wrong. Because I'm going to tell you what it is in a little bit. You don't know. Now I'm getting better. I want you to know. You tell me what that is. Talking about we're identifying the body, the life that's in that seed by the body. She don't know either. Let me watch it. I want to understand. Don't say nothing, but just look. We're identifying the life. Everybody say life. We're identifying the life that is locked up within this seed by the body. Are we together? Can you still? Hallelujah. What is it, Jackie? You look while she's getting her glasses on. Oh, you got to get yours on. You don't know either. Come on, painter. I got to stay right. Come here, both of you. Come here, sister-in-law. What's that scene? I had to get one to know about everybody, all the rest of them. Let's see. Okay, no. Here we go. That's right, like this. See, this here's like. Huh, yeah, okay, Sam. You want to take a shot at it? You don't want to take a shot at it? You want to take another shot? Hallelujah. Now, that's the reason why I made sure. See, I want you to stay with me. You get this. Because the next time you're in the grocery store or on the marketplace, if you can discern the body, then you won't be so quick to judge that person. Because you know the seed, and you know what's locked up in that seed. See, this is we can't. No one here has so far told me, as by looking at the body of this seed, the life that's in there. I'm gonna hold off on it for a minute. I want you to get this.
I'm here. I want you to get this. I got one more to go. I'm going to put that over there. Well, pretty well on that one. One more to go. Let's see. Just like a quick look. You see it? Okay. You know, think about it. You know what it is yet? You know? Huh? You know what this one is then, don't you? What? That's a mustard seed. That's true. Very true. It's a mustard. She could identify. I keep saying this because I want you to get it. She could identify the life because of the body. It's very important. See? And when we can't identify the body, we can't identify the life. Huh? What's this? Let me give you a familiar place, a familiar scripture. Jesus said to Philip. Philip asked Jesus the question. Jesus being the body. Jesus being the seed. Woo! Great God Almighty. And when Philip looked at him, he couldn't see what was contained within him because he couldn't identify with the seed. He couldn't identify with the body. You can't identify what's locked up inside of you until you identify with the body, with the seed, which is the Word of God. Woo! Hallelujah. The Bible said the Word became flesh and it dwelt amongst us. Other words, the Word took on flesh, took on a body. Glory to God. And it dwelt amongst us. Hallelujah. They knew not that it was God in the flesh because they couldn't identify with the Word that became flesh or the Word that took on a body, which was Christ. And they couldn't identify that God was living within the man because they didn't know the seed, which was the Word of God. Somebody ought to shout in here with me. Woo, y'all making me work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Has anybody got a hold of this thing yet? See, when we can see and we can look and we have knowledge, we can identify. Ooh, great God Almighty. Let's save that to last. The life is locked up within the body. You put it in the right place at the, as long as see. The body dies. It fades off. It goes off. But the life that's in there is out to produce, you better get this, a new body. Woo! I didn't get it yet. The life, let me say it again. My God. The life that is within that seed, that body, it dies, it falls away, it goes back to dust. And that life that's within you brings forth a new body. Oh, God, I don't want to go too deep with this thing, but I want you to know that's how come 1 Peter tells us that we're born again, hallelujah, of an incorruptible seed, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We was born the first time of a corruptible seed, but I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, we have a seed called an incorruptible, hallelujah, and it's gonna bring forth, hallelujah, the very body, hallelujah, that is contained within that seed, and that body that incorruptible seed is gonna bring forth is the body of Christ. Look around, you see the seed in here this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God with me. I want to give you some definition. I want to give you some definition. Then we're going to go a little further with this. I looked up the word seed in American Heritage Dictionary. The word seed. And when I looked up the word seed, it says capability of germinating to produce. Watch this. To produce a new plant. Woo, I'm not an old man. I'm not an old man being made new. I'm a new plant. Hallelujah. I'm not an old tree being restored. I'm a new tree. I'm a new tree simply because I have a new seed. I have a new seed. It's the seed which is the word of God. And out of that seed comes a new plant, a new tree. Look up here. You see the new tree? Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Then I'm a new body. A new body. I'm not that old body no more. I'll pick them up later. I'm not that old body. I'm a new man. I'm a new creature. Why? Because I'm out of a new seed. Now the enemy would like to keep you thinking, hallelujah, you're just an old pilgrim. Are you just an old sinner? Are you just you're just this or you're just that? And as long as you think that way, that's what you're going to be. But when you change and have your thinking transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you begin to think that you are born again of a incorruptible seed, and the very life that is contained within you is the very life of God. And when you can start identifying the seed, then you can start identifying the life that's in you. Come on and help me praise God. I looked up the word identify. Listen to what the word identify. Identify. See, he identified with the corn seed. He identified with the okra seed. She identified with the mustard seed. He looked at the body and said, that's corn. Not just seeing corn. Seeing the body. That's a corn. It had never yet produced corn. He looked at the okra seed, the body of the okra seed, and said, that's okra. And the seed or the body hadn't produced anything that's within it yet. Woohoo, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hadn't produced nothing that's within it yet. But he knew, she knew by looking at the body that was okra seed. And they all know that seed, that the life in it is going to produce the same. Watch this now. Identify is to cause to be or become identical. Woo, great God Almighty. Did y'all hear that? That seed is going to bring identical. Identical. You need to remember that. That seed, that life that's locked up in that body, is going to bring forth identical. Identical. What you looked at the body and said, that's a corn seed. Brother Gene, you said that's a corn seed. That corn seed, you identified it by looking at the body, and it's going to bring identical that same body that you looked at. When in God's name are we going to look at the body of Christ and know that it's going to bring forth identical? When Jesus said, I'm about to get happy. When Jesus said, a grain of wheat must fall into the ground and die. If it don't fall in the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it falls in the grain and die, it's going to bring forth identical what you put in the ground. Woo, come on in here, somebody. Come on in here, somebody. Honey, I'm not less than the firstborn. I'm not lesser than the firstborn. I is like the firstborn. Come on and help me in here. Woo! Anybody in the house? Hallelujah. I'm not a lesser entity. I am equal to the first one. Hello, somebody. And we need to start talking like it, speaking like it, seeing like it, hearing like it, smelling like it, tasting like it, touching like it, because we are like it. Woo, glory to God. Anybody hearing anything this morning? To cause to be. To cause to be. Honey, you got a seed in you to cause to be. You got that seed in you. You have that seed called the Word of God in you. Honey, it's cause to be. There ain't no stopping it. There ain't no preventing it. It's going to bring forth its kind. Genesis chapter 1 says, every seed bringing forth its kind. Honey, the word it done went out of his mouth, and it will not prevent. Will not return boy. I'm here to declare to you that when Mary became pregnant with the incorruptible seed, she couldn't bring forth nothing but that which she was pregnant with, and that which she was pregnant with God. No wonder Jesus could say, because he had the revelation of the Word of God. He said, when you see me, when you see the body, when you see the seed, you see God. Because he knew the life that was within him was God. Hallelujah. The life that's within you is God. Hallelujah. Well, let me go a little further now. Identical. Oh, I looked up that. And this is what it says. The fact of condition of being exactly alike. Whew, great God Almighty. The fact of being exactly alike. Sameness. Look at somebody and say, I'm sameness. I didn't say insane. I said same. I said sameness. Didn't say insane. I'm the same. Oh, see, that scares us. Woo. You know why? Woo, it brings fear. You know why? Woo, we're afraid to say that. Because we want to keep looking at our nakedness. I ain't talking physical. See, we want to keep looking at our faults. We want to keep looking at our failures. We want to keep looking at our shortcomings. We want to keep looking at what we do or what we don't do. So therefore, we can't see ourselves the same. But see, what you don't know is he sees you the same. See, he don't see you any less than who you are. Now, religion will see you less than who you are, and it's religion that tells you you're not the same. Now, you know you can't be, because look what you do. It ain't got nothing to do with what I do. It has everything to do with that seed that I'm born of. Come on, somebody, help me in here. Oh, I ain't got nobody. That's all right. I'm going to preach it anyway. Great God Almighty, I'm going to preach it anyway. That's why we can't see. It's because, well, honey, we've been told we're not. Religion's told, oh, you're just human. No, I'm not just human. I'm not just human. Look what you do. I ain't got nothing to do with what I do. It's got nothing to do with what I do, what I say I do, or what I don't do, or what I say I don't do. It has everything to do with the seed of God that I've been born of. Hallelujah. Woo, it's quiet in here.
quiet in here, but that's all right. It's going to go all over our video, all over the world. This is going. Hallelujah. Millions of people is going to be hearing this. My email running off the hook now from people. Let me tell you something. God's bigger than Holly Hill. Hallelujah. He has a way to get it out there to who he wants to get it to. What's his name? Sameness. The same. The same. The same. No wonder. No, see, all these things you need to grab. No wonder Jesus could say, I and my Father are one. Why? Because, see, he knew what seed. He knew what seed he was of. He could look at his body, and he could see the body because he knew that. See, that was the seed. The seed. See, I told you at the beginning, that seed is only the body that houses the life. That's all that is. Amen. Woo-hoo. It only houses the life. Even if the house falls away, the life still goes on. Even if the light deteriorates, even if the house deteriorates, if the house deteriorates, the life that's in it goes on. Because the life that's in it's God. Come on, somebody. It goes on. It don't die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why we believe in the resurrection. I don't have time to go into all this. See, there was a body that died at Calvary. And that body went in the tomb. Woohoo! But that body that come out of that tomb, y'all ain't gonna like this. You ain't gonna like this. But it wasn't the same body that went in the tomb. There was a difference in it. One went in the tomb as a mortal body, but that one that come out of the tomb was immortal. Come on, somebody. That one before Calvary was mortal. It was subject to die, but that one that came out of that tomb was exempted from death. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, if you can believe that you've been resurrected, hallelujah, you have changed your grain from that old body to a new body, from a mortal body to an immortality body. My God, that's heavy, but it's going. I threw it out there anyway. Woo! When he died, that body died at Calvary. And that body was took off that cross, and that body was put in a tomb. It was planted. Third day, it came out of there. It didn't come out of there as a mortal body. It come out of there as an immortality. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. That's why Paul said, this mortal must put on immortality. Come on, somebody. And this corruptible must put on incorruption. And when this mortal has put on immortality, and when this corruptible has put on incorruptible, then the saying is brought to pass. Oh, sting of death. Hallelujah. The sting of death was sin, and the strength of sin was a law. But thanks be to God, it's swallowed up in victory. Woo, come on and help me in here, somebody. Glory to God. All right, one more. The fact, are we still on this? Is this all right this morning? It's all right? The fact of being the same, listen to this. This is Mr. Webster. This is the dictionary giving you a definition of actually who you are. But religion has robbed you. Religion has been a thief. Doctrines of men has stole from you because they had not a spiritual insight. Whew. They had a carnal mind. Y'all don't want to get me going. See, you can go to church. You can be in the pulpit. You can wear all of you want to wear. You can walk in like $1 million. But honey, with a Bible or a suitcase in your hand, hallelujah, you can be a bishop. You can be a priest. You can be a pastor and walk in and stand up there and be as carnal can be.
There's two mindsets. I don't have time to go in all of this. There's two mindsets. There's the carnal mind, which is death. And then there's the spiritual mind, which is life. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Hello, somebody. Let me get off of some of this stuff. The fact of being the same person or thing as one declared or knows to be exact. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. The fact of being the same person. Or the thing as one decided or knows to exist. The same. I want you to turn quickly. Quickly to 1 Corinthians. I want to get to some scripture. I won't hold you much longer. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I want you to see something here very important. It lets you know what I'm talking about. I'm not coming off the top of some wall somewhere. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. Stay with me. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29. I want you to listen to what he says. It says, "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning," look at that now, "not discerning," everybody say discerning, "not discerning the Lord's." Now I want you to look how the word Lord's is written there. It's L-O-R-D, apostrophe S, which means his possession. He owns it. In other words, we've not been able to discern what belongs to him. What belongs to him? His body. You and I. No wonder we're eating damnation. Because we've not been able to discern his body. And the reason why we've not been able to discern his body is we've not been able to discern the seed. If we could discern the seed, I done showed you through illustration, these that could discern the seed could discern the body and could discern the life that was contained within the seed. Is anybody in the house? Woo, hallelujah. You can't discern his body by works. You can't discern his body by works. You can't discern his body by do's and don'ts. You can't discern his body what he does or what he don't do. You discern his body because of the life that's in it. You say, "Well, then I'll go out and do what I want to." Well, go ahead and let God whip your behind. You know, I'm not in here to argue the point with you. I'm saying the word of God is true. And the word of God says every seed bringeth forth its own kind. Hallelujah. I tell you, the Bible said it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. The Bible said the sun shines on the just and the sun shines on the unjust. But I'm here to tell you, that seed that locks up within you, his body, is none other than God. We can't be able to discern the body. Who is his body? We haven't been able to discern the body. Let me get my seed back that nobody could discern. Now you have no idea what this seed will bring forth. You thought I'd forgot about it, hadn't you? I hadn't forgot about it. Because I wanted to get to this point. See, nobody in here has been able to identify this body. Then how would you know what this body or this seed was going to produce? I mean, you won't know. Hallelujah. You won't know what it'll produce. You'll know what a corn is because you can identify. You know what an okra, you know what a mustard, but you don't know what this one is. So therefore, you can't discern it. If you can't discern that body, you cannot tell me what it's going to produce. You can't tell me what life is in this body. Are you getting me? Paul said, if you can't discern the body, you can't discern the life that's in the body. If you can't discern the Lord's body, the Lord's body, the Lord's body, when you can discern the Lord's body, then you know it's the Lord that's in there. And you know it's going to produce the Lord. Hello, somebody. Are you ready for me to tell you what this one is? I found this one just so I could get a hard one. I figured most people know what a little old mustard seed was. And mustard seed's just smaller than the okra seed. It looks the same, but it's just a little small. Okra seed's just a little bigger. And a corn seed, about anybody can identify with a corn seed. Except for babies. I could have brought my boy in here. He probably could identify with the corn seed because I told him about it. But I doubt very seriously he could identify okra seed or the mustard seed. And I know he couldn't do this one. It's like the church. They only can identify with what they've been, you know, if they've been taught. But then when it comes up, then there's another part of this message, that when that seed goes in the ground and comes forth, it don't look like nothing like the body that you planted. But if you don't know what went in the ground, you won't be able to look at the plant and say, well, that's corn. Hello? Because let me tell you something. When you plant it, I'm a farm boy. When you plant it, it comes up, it don't look like what I put in the body that I put in the ground. It don't look nothing like that. It don't look nothing like that. It don't look like that. But I'll tell you what now. It's corn because that's the life that's in it. Let me tell you what this one is. This is a beet. Beets. It's a beet seed. You plant it and you bring forth beets. You know beets? Huh. That's reason I picked a hard one. It's about the way it is. See, we couldn't identify this. This will bring forth beets. Why? Because the life is in it. Are you getting what I'm trying to get you to see? That's what's in it. That's what's in it is a beets. What is in you? Christ in you. I and my Father, we will come and we will take our bowl up in you. We're the seed. We're the body. Hold on, I'm getting ready to close. We're the body. What's this? 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 First Peter, let me go right there real quick. Can I? It's early. First Peter, real quick. I want to show you something. I want you to get this. Hallelujah. I want you to let this thing work in you. I want you on the job. I want you at the marketplace. I want you home. I want you to start meditating, thinking on, hallelujah, what's the life that's within you. As Paul would say, this life I live is not mine, but it's him. This life that I now live is not me, but it's Christ. Hallelujah, it's Christ that liveth in me. I live, but yet not I, but it's Christ that lives in me. Come on, somebody this morning. It's Christ that lives in me. Why? Because this is his body. This is his body. Hallelujah. This is his body. Hallelujah. So therefore, I can do all things through Christ whom strengthens me. Amen. Some of you don't know what God has got laid out before you. Some of you haven't reached your potential yet, but you just stay with God and watch your potential manifest to you. God has something for you greater than what you are even thought about, even imagined, because God chose you. Hallelujah. Watch this now. 1 Peter chapter 1. I wanted to read this so you get it. It says, here's what Peter said, being born again. Being born again. You know what that term born again means, and I won't stay there? Actually, it means you're from above. That's what it means. You're from above now. You're not from beneath. You're not of the earth now. You're not of the sea. You're not of the seed of the serpent. You're not of the seed of the ground. Well, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You didn't come out of the ground. You come out of God. Come on, somebody. You didn't come out of flesh. You come out of God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about that incorruptible sin. Because, see, you finish reading it for me to save time. See, you're born again. You're born again. In other words, hallelujah, you're not of that seed of the ground. You're not of the seed of the flesh. You're not of the seed of the serpent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So quit identifying yourself with it. Quit identifying yourself with it. God looked at Adam one day and he said, who told you? Who told you? Quit letting people tell you that you're of the earth. You're not of the earth. You're from above. You're from God. You're from the seed of God. You're from the Word of God. Hallelujah. 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 That's why God said to the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, he said, the seed of the woman's going to bruise your head. Other words, that seed of that woman's going to bring forth, hallelujah, going to bring forth the word of God that's going to bruise your head. Other words, bruise your head. If you bruise your head, your brain swells up. You're medically, your brain dead. Other words, be brain dead. Natural. That's why he said, having your mind transformed, having a new mind, having a mind from above. Start thinking like that. As a Proverbs 23 says, as a man, a woman thinketh in his heart, so is he. One more place and I'm going to close. One more and I'm going to close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Go to Corinthians now. I'm getting ready to close. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. Sorry about that. 1 Corinthians and I'm going to even close this so I can close. There's so much going through my spirit, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted you to get a hold of. Hallelujah. Until you can identify, you must identify. You have to come to the place that you can identify the body. Because if you can't identify the body, you can't identify the seed. And if you can't identify the seed, you can't identify the life that's in the seed. Oh, think about it again. I'm going to say it again. Until you can identify the body, I'm talking about his body. Until you can identify, as I give those examples out with those seeds that I gave out, those seeds that I showed you, as long as you could identify with that seed, you know what that seed was going to bring forth. But just as soon as you couldn't identify with the seed that you couldn't identify with, you didn't know what it was going to bring forth. And the church, the body of Christ, they need to know who the body of Christ is. And when you come to know that, then you will know that the body is going to bring forth Christ. Because we are his body, and he's the head of it. Can somebody say amen? I'm closing here. Watch this now. I want to show you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Watch this now. What's this? And that which was sown, thou sowest not that body that shall be. I just said that just a moment ago. But bare grain. Just said that just a few minutes ago. It might change of wheat or of some other grain. But, verse 38. But God gave it a body as it had pleased him. Watch this. And to every seed its own body. Woo! Every seed. God give every seed its own body. I hope you'll grab this thing, man. There's a body of flesh, of fish. There's a body of the beast of the field. There's a body of creeping things. There's a body of that which flieth in the heavens. And there is a body of Christ. Yet they are. And God gave every seed. You don't see the seed of a dog bringing forth the body of a cat. You don't see the body of the seed of a cat bringing forth the seed, a body of a dog. Neither do you see the word of God, which is the seed of God, bringing forth religion. There's a seed of religion. It'll bring forth religion. But if you're born again of that incorruptible seed, you got to bring forth the same, because the life that is in that seed is God, and you got to bring forth God. Woo! Hallelujah! Now, you may not bring it as quick as I do, or I may not bring it as quick as you do.
I don't know. I'm not here to tell how quick you to bring it forward. Are you here to tell me how quick I'm going to bring it forward? I'm just saying, if you're born again of that seed, you will bring forth God. Woo! The Bible speaks of the firstborn. Then the Bible speaks of the first fruit. Come on, somebody. But if there's a firstborn and there's a first fruit, then there's some after that. Come on, son. Y'all ain't hear no word I'm saying. If there's a firstborn and a first fruit, then there's some fruit after that. Come on and help me in here. So quit pointing your finger at somebody and discern the body. The body, which is the seed, which is you and I. God gave it a body. God gave it a body that pleased him. God gave it a body that pleased him. Oh, I quit. Not even near done. Not even near done with it. But when you look at your out here, look at the body. And the body is the seed. Remember? 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 What's locked up? Was locked. What's locked up in that seed is a life that's going to produce the same. Not what you see. That's only housing the life. Not what I see. What's inside of you. It didn't say what I see is the hope of glory. It says Christ in you, the hope of glory. See? See, that's why Paul said, that's why Philip didn't know God was in the flesh. That's how come they don't know. Oh, this gonna prick some of you, but I'm a pricker. That's why most people look at you and don't know that you're God in the flesh. Hello. Today I started loving you again. That's Conway. Oh, that's Conway. That's right. Hello. Hello, darling. How you doing? It's been a long time. Oh, okay. See, it's time now. It's time we get the truth. See, God's always God. God doesn't change. Whether he lives in a rock. Oh, God. God didn't change because he lived in a rock. God didn't change because he lived in a rod. Moses' staff. God didn't change. He was still God. There was God in the staff. God in the rock. God in the cloud. God in the fire. Now it's God in you. Woo! Now it's God in you. Is God in you? Oh, we get scared. What people may do to us when we stand for truth. You're a man making yourself to be God. Then the first thing they want to do, if they knew God, they'd turn the water to wine. Raise the dead. But the only time Jesus did that, that's what he saw his father do. He just didn't run around and do it. Everybody that was dead, he didn't raise. Everybody that was sick, he didn't heal. Everybody had leopards, he didn't cleanse. Everybody that needed a drink of wine, he didn't give them wine. It was the condition had to be right for it to happen. But see, it has to bring forth. There's a generation. I'm speaking now. But let me tell you something, if this generation don't, there is a generation. It's not going to be a shame. Everybody said, Fussell, you're born out of due season. Well, maybe I am and maybe I'm not. But if I'm born out of due season, down the road, somebody's going to say, Fussell, preach that. Now I've got a hold of it. See, God don't change. God said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is God. Makes no difference. I am. I am. Makes no difference. If he speaks through Balaam's ass, he's still God. Or if he gets in an axe head and swims and gets on a prophet's stick. I'm talking all this. What I'm telling you is Bible. You can find it all in the Bible. Or if he gets in you and you give him your body and he talks through you, he's still God. It ain't you. It's God. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. That's the reason why we get messed up. See, because all we want to do is look at somebody in the natural. And that's the reason why we can't identify God. Because all we see is a natural seed. I done told you about that. All we see is a natural body. But go read 1 Corinthians 15 again. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. Hello. Hello. There is a natural body. But see, we're born again. We should be coming into the place that we identify that we're not that natural body. We are that spiritual body. That body that came out of the tomb, not that body that went in the tomb. That body that went in the tomb was natural. It was a body that was mortal. That's the body that took on your sins and my sins. That body was crucified. That body was took off the cross. That body was put in a tomb. But when that stone was moved and he stepped out, it wasn't that body. That was a immortality body then. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm not in no tomb this morning. When he came out, I came out. But I got to start thinking that way. Hallelujah. The body houses the life. It houses the life. And the life is God. That's in his body, which you are. Father, thank you this morning for the words of eternal life. Thank you, Papa God, for speaking to us today. Thank you, Lord, for these that was here today. Many others stayed home today for whatever reason. I know it's a holiday weekend. I know it's Martin Luther King's birthday. And I know where a lot of our people are. But they missed it. They missed it by not being here. I ask you to bless them today. God bless you today. God bless you. Everybody says, give the Lord a praise offering.